Hey, we call this meeting to order at 6:02. First, on the agenda is approval of the minutes from January 2020.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes as amended. Do we have a second?
Presented.
What?
Presented, not amended.
Okay, I forgot to turn my hearing aids on.
That's all right.
Okay. Who seconded?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those approve, say aye.
Aye.
All those against, say nay. Motion passes. Appearance of interested citizens. Do we have a interested citizens list tonight, Debbie?
Oh, no, I didn't get it. Let me go look. I get it. Sorry.
Peggy and Jerry are here. We can always just make them come talk to us.
Oh.
Peggy and Jerry are here. We can just always make them come talk to us.
You know, Peggy's giving you the no, no face.
We'll make it mandatory. We'll get the governor on you, and you're not wearing your mask. Get up here.
Nobody signed up.
Nobody signed up. Okay, well, I'll just give a call. Any interested citizens want to come and speak? Including those two there? No? All right, let's skip that one. New old business. Park reports, Mike Palatone.
And that, this report is on the back of yours?
Oh, thank you. Would you like to read it into the record, Mr. Matt?
Sure. Debbie, I will again, well, I don't know. Are we going to post them with the minutes like the council does, or do we want to read it?
I can post it with the minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Craig Rushton, Bear and Hidden Creek.
I was at Bear about 4 days ago. The only thing that I noticed that looked out of line was it looked like somebody done some trimming, and they were left on the side. I'm assuming that those will be picked up if they haven't been already.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it looks great. Hidden Creek's still there.
Matthew Poet, Poetit?
So I went by the parks. I'm not sure what exactly I was supposed to be looking for. I mean, aside from, you know, debris or trails or mud or water or anything like that, so.
At what park?
What's that?
At what park?
Both Paul Macia and Kaiser Little League.
Okay.
So who had Paul Macia before? Okay. So just kind of wanted to follow up. Now, I apologize. I started a business this month, about 3 weeks ago, so I've been headfirst into that. But I'd love to follow up with you and see what you've done the last.
Well, Paul Macia is a no-development park.
Right, right.
Oh.
How many fish are in there?
What? How many fish are there? Well, it's on a weird outside bend in the river. It's kind of deep and fast. Mr. Lawyer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So both parks are looking good. Drove by Wallace House the other day, and it was nice and quiet, not a lot of people out. There were some folks walking the trails. Went down kind of by the wooded area there, and there were some people kind of scattered back in there, but it's nice and wet and nasty. But we're looking, Clagger Creek Watershed Council is looking to do a project there probably in the fall, right before kind of the rainy season sets in. We talked about that and looking to do some more planning and stuff out there in kind of the lower section leading out towards the water. Yeah, not a lot to add.
Okay. Staff report.
Yeah. The city council would like to schedule a parks tour this spring. Since we've missed so many of them, they've been canceled for various reasons. And we're kind of hoping to shoot for April. So we can have discussion as to if you guys want to choose the same parks as we did last time, or different parks. Any ideas? I have the list of parks that we were going to go to. This thing is really obnoxious.
It's not like we've wore them out with viewing them. Could you read us the list that we had already picked up, please?
I can. Last time we were going to go to, well, we're going to meet at the gazebo and do the Carlson Skate Park and Willamette Manor. Wallace House and Northview. The only problem I can see in April is just the sheer amount of daylight that we're going to have to work with will be shorter than what we're used to doing. So we may want to shorten it to maybe three parks. It's up to you guys. And then council would also like to do another tour in the fall, so then we could do three or four in the fall, like we always done. I'd personally like to do Claggett in the fall if possible, because that project will be complete by then, and it'd be fun to look at. And I really like, we've never walked back through the skate park since it's been completed. So I think that's really important, and we like to meet at the gazebo to start the meeting anyway. So to me, that one makes a lot of sense. But Wallace House, we have the new half-court basketball hoop to look at and new swings. Willamette Manor, the tennis court, pickleball, shared court has been completed since then, so that'd be fun to look at. What else was there? Willamette. Wallace House. Did I say Wallace House on accident? Northview, I meant, originally. Wallace House, we've done the clearing, so, I mean, there's a lot of options there. But,
you know, Mr. Chair, I think if we do three, my preference would be the Chalmers Jones Skate Park, Wallace House, and Willamette Manor. Wallace House, I think, is an opportunity for kind of a vision and being able to explain to the council sort of what the vision is for that lower area, so they can kind of see the progress that's happened, right? But then we can also talk to them about some of the things that we're looking at to kind of make that more accessible. Not necessarily as nice as what Sunset is, but certainly improving and upgrading it, so they can kind of, you know, get a mental timestamp for the progress. That's just my own opinion. Northview, there's not a lot going on right there. I mean, we've done some work and stuff out there, but those are the three that stand out to me.
Any other discussion?
And for Dustin and Matthew, if you're not familiar with it, and I apologize if I'm over-explaining, but traditionally, once a year, we pick a handful of parks and go out and look at them. And since the inception of the parks fee, we've really only done one parks tour, right? Yeah, because the last 2 years have been canceled. So this will be kind of the first time that the council, along with the Parks Board, has had the opportunity to see all the work that's been done. Because the first year, I think, was right after we got done with Meadows, right, Robert?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's just a really good opportunity to kind of see everything. And I think Councillor Smith was on the one. You haven't been on one yet.
You're getting
canceled. Okay. Well.
You're with, the jinx.
With a lot of new councilors and a couple new board members, Tanya's back, but it'll be good for folks to get an opportunity to check it out.
Get as far as ordering dinner and it'll kind of be canceled.
No, not canceled.
Any other discussion on what parks we want to see?
I think the recommendation that was given, the three, are a great, and it's a good amount. So.
And they're close. Mm-hmm. You can get there and hopefully still have daylight.
Right.
So that was Skate Park, Willamette Manor, and Wallace House, correct? Mm-hmm. Right.
Or was it? You said Claggett, too, didn't it?
No, Claggett would be.
Oh, just fall. Kidding.
Why did you do that after the they got the rest of the surface poured?
Glad somebody was paying attention.
Well, I'm sorry, it was an accident. Can we have a motion to accept those three parks then?
I'll make a motion to accept
Carlson Skate Park, Willamette Manor, and Wallace House Park.
That's correct.
We have a second?
Second.
Second to?
Second to approve the motion.
We have a motion. It's been second to accept Carlson Skate Park, Willamette Manor Park, and Wallace House Park as our parks tour in April. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Passes.
Do we have a date?
April.
So you should mark your calendars then. It will be a council work session, and that will be April 12th.
That's a Monday, yeah?
It's a Monday. It is a day before our regular meeting, and we can discuss whether or not we want to meet again the next day, but we can decide that in March. I'll put it on the agenda. We usually meet here at 5:45. We'll meet at the gazebo at 5:45 and plan on leaving the gazebo about 6. We meet there and we'll have some sandwiches and some bottled water for y'all, and then we go from there. It's carpool.
Well, will it be carpool with COVID? I would imagine that's probably going to be a little more challenging, right?
Hey, everybody can just take their own car then. The key there is the city used to provide a bus, and we don't anymore.
Okay. Jeff Davis with Kaiser Rotary. He's been here, and he's been in the middle of trying to get exercise equipment installed. We do have hopefully a good break in weather that they can make some more progress on that. I know they've tried multiple times. It's just been a really difficult winter, but don't give up. They are definitely trying from every angle that they can to finish that project. He's also most likely going to be coming back to the board to seek another grant for rubberized fall protection, the pour-in-place surfacing for the three areas that he could install that in. So just kind of giving you guys a heads up that there's a really good chance you're going to be hearing from him probably the next meeting. So I know he's working on that. Kaiser Little League, the RFP is out for the maintenance proposal, if you will. They're seeking a 10-year contract on that, so it'll be fun to see if we get any interested folks for that. I do believe we will, but we'll see.
Did you say 10-year contract?
That's what it says, 10 years, yep. And that is due on, what was it, March 12th. So we'll see where that goes. Everybody see the email regarding the survey numbers? I don't have a lot of other information on that other than I believe what you've already seen and read. I wish I did, but it was kind of unfortunate. Our survey numbers that we thought were really, really high weren't as high as we thought, but everybody get that info? Okay. And then speaking of MIG, MIG would like to have a special meeting with the Parks Board and just kind of get input from the board members. Hopefully in a couple weeks. Is that something that we think we could fit into our busy schedules? It could be done either in person or over Zoom.
Do you know?
And it's part of them reaching out to various groups. You are one of them. So we'd love to have that done in the next couple weeks if possible. And we wouldn't necessarily all have to be there, but as many people as possible would be great. So it's something you guys can talk about and ponder.
Well, if it's quorum, it's got to be a notice meeting, right?
Say that again?
Yes.
Yes.
It'll still be, yeah. We need you to pick a date. And I'll tell you, I don't know if y'all have your calendars.
Y'all have your calendars handy. There's a few dates that cannot be done because I'm going out of town, so it'll just be Tracy. Okay, so Tracy will be doing the meeting. But Tuesday, the 16th, is a council meeting night because Monday's a holiday. Thursday, the 18th, there's another meeting already scheduled in person. And Monday, the 22nd, is a work session. So the rest of the days are up for grabs. And I didn't check to see if there's night court. So if that's usually on Wednesday nights, that might be a possibility. But if you pick a Wednesday, you might want to pick another day too, just in case the Wednesday doesn't work.
Do we want to wait until the following week, or do we want to do it next week?
Doesn't matter.
So do we just pick a Wednesday or a Thursday, so the 17th or 18th?
Not the 18th. 18th was full.
18th won't work, but the 25th would work. or the 23rd, which is still, is it Tuesday? I don't know if, I mean, y'all already have one Tuesday a month out of this, but.
I'm assuming this is an evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that it could be Zoom would make it more, you know, available. If I were out of town, we could easily just link in and.
Do we know how long the presentation would expect to be, or?
As long as you guys need to get your input in, I mean, it could kind of vary. What I would think 1 to 2 hours would be appropriate.
Yeah.
As long as Dylan doesn't talk for an hour and a half.
That's who I was worried about, to be quite honest with you. So you know, question, when you said input, so this is when we would be going through park by park and really like identifying what from the master plan and next steps, or?
It's more like your guys' individual input. It could be on a broad spectrum. It could be detailed. It's kind of all over the place.
Okay.
It's just part of them gathering input from groups. So, I mean, you don't have to give them everything you possibly think of. This process is going to continue to go on for another 6-8 months. But definitely, you know, if you need some time to think about it, maybe 2 weeks out would be more appropriate. But
yeah, I think if maybe we could throw out like the 23rd and 25th is date options. If not, or the 18th.
That's kind of what I was thinking, was yeah. 23rd and 25th.
Both of those days work for me.
Did you want to decide whether you want to do it Zoom or in person?
Is there a way to do both?
We can call in, though, right?
You can call in if you want to do that. But we can't do the Zoom thing.
Any discussion on the date?
I'm out of town on the 23rd, but could link in if it's Zoom, back on the 24th, so the 25th would work for me.
The 25th works better than the 23rd for me.
Likewise.
How does 25th look for you, Mr. Chair?
25th looks okay.
Available on the 25th.
Twenty-six is my birthday.
So somebody, I'll make sure to bring cake for David since it's his birthday the next day.
I'll be 5.
We'll sing to you, or somebody will. Dylan can. I'm not going to sing.
A bulk order on candles or no?
Oh,
shoot!
Wow. We might have to call the fire marshal. Have him come in.
So we'll shoot
Are
for
we
the 25th.
Are we locking in on a date?
I think you said 25th.
Okay, I will send Meg an email and confirm the 25th, and then we'll send out an email to everybody confirming.
I think we have to decide whether or not we want to do it in person or Zoom, though, huh?
Yeah, you do.
I think that we have quite a few people missing from the board, too, so if we do an in-person meeting, there's a chance that they might not be here. So we're mixed.
What?
2, 3?
Yeah, we have Wayne.
Wayne
has injured himself. I'm not sure if he'll be able to come to the next meeting.
Mike
is tied up at the state hospital. The staffing is kind of on emergency, and he says it's going to stay that way until the end of March. So he's out of the picture anyway.
Okay. So Wayne, if we did do a virtual, though, I think that people probably would be more, it would be easier to have the meeting.
Yeah, I think it's easier. I mean, the thing I'd struggle with is I just sat through the buildable lands inventory thing last night, and it's tough. It's tough to get people engaged. I mean, I can go either way, honestly. I don't care either. Personally, I think it's one of those things that in person you tend to get more organic responses, and people are interested in having different dialogue. Zoom, a lot of people are kind of in, they're doing other things sometimes, right?
Their audio goes out.
Or their audio goes out and they sound robotic or something like that. I mean, as cool as Dr. Hawkins was, but yeah, I don't know. My personal preference is in person, but if we want to go both, we could do both. Because with the dial-in option, you know, if Wayne wants to call in, he can call in, or if other folks feel they need to call in, they could do that. But Zoom also works well, especially for consultants. So I don't know what they
said either way.
Mobility costs, probably already written in the contract, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just my input. Buildable lands last night was a struggle on, just going to say. Tanya likes Zoom, though.
Oh, I was just weighing in the other option. Jeez Louise. No, all my work is done on Zoom, so I feel like I can be present and engaged in conversation, whether it's in Zoom or in person. So
I'm glad Tanya's talking.
I'm like, whatever the consensus goes to, I will flow with. Thanks for putting me on the spot, Matt. Sorry?
Zoom hates me.
Uh-oh.
I can't even have a doctor's appointment out without freezing or dropping out.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it sounds like in-person will probably be a better option then.
For me.
Either one.
Right.
Yeah, nobody cares anyway.
We do care, and I think that some of the folks that are going to be interested in hearing what the board has to say about this may not have access to Zoom, and this is something I think a lot of folks are familiar with, so.
It seems that way.
Mm-hmm. Consensus in person on the 25th.
Awesome.
6 o'clock.
With available call in if necessary.
Oh, yeah, 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock.
There's snacks provided too. I think that somebody said that.
Well, it's David's birthday.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not going to bring a cake because you can't blow out candles no more.
And you can't
so I'll bring
it's
cupcakes.
All individual. So
I'm going to make a note to bring cupcakes.
Awesome.
That's actually the day before my birthday.
It doesn't.
Perfect.
Okay, that's all I had.
You're boring tonight.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I did have a follow-up. Can I follow up?
Go ahead.
Follow up on the group that came through with McNary softball or baseball?
Yeah.
I know that they were here and I left at that council meeting. Did you get any more follow up on?
So it sounds like that's a go.
Okay.
So we're going to work with them and see how that goes. We're not going to choose to rent those fields like formally. We're going to kind of do this as a trial run, if you will, and hopefully it works out really well for them. So, yeah.
Hey, Robert, I did have a question for you. I was on the website before I came over, and I noticed that the interactive parks and attractions map is a dead link. So I didn't know if there's supposed to be something there. I've never gone to it and seen it live, so I don't know if
that's good to
if
know.
It's under construction or
it happens all the time. I fix it almost every week.
Wow.
Something goes wrong with the link. I don't know why, but I'll fix it on
market. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, because we don't always hear that until somebody's, you know, calls us and tells us.
Right.
I did have a question about Jeff Davis and his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the two aren't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
The one at Claggett is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a rubberized surface already? Mm-hmm.
It's currently wood chips.
Oh.
So the wood chips are removed. We'd bring in more crushed aggregate, compact it, prep it, and then they could lay the rubberized surfacing. Which the new play structure at Claggett will have rubberized surfacing. The swings that are installed that are now open have rubberized surfacing. And there's an ADA path that connects them all together, including all the way down to the sports court. So that would tie that all together as being ADA accessible.
The two that aren't finished yet, is he going to try and just start with the rubberized surfacing?
If the timing lines up correctly, which would be the goal, those would never have wood chips in them at all. So they would go from having the equipment installed right to the fall protection installation, if it all goes as planned, but we'll see.
That sounds great. Thank
yeah.
You.
Is Robert off the hot seat now?
I guess.
Okay.
We'll let him go because he bribed me before the class.
Okay.
Council liaison report.
Well, thank you very much. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Elizabeth Smith. I am one of the Kaiser City Councilors. I am in my third year, just started it. And I specifically actually requested to be able to work on this as when the new council assignments came out. Kaiser, I'm just really excited to be part of this because Kaiser loves their parks. It is something that, you know, people pay on their water bill every month to have these parks. And so first, I just thank you for taking the time out to do this work. It's really important. It's something that, you know, a lot of families rely on those parks sometimes as their only way of entertaining their kids, especially during this last year. So I just wanted to thank you first and foremost and let you know I appreciate the work you're doing. And then just a little different, we've been discussing like process and procedures at the council level as to reports and things. And one of the things that, you know, on these council liaison reports, we have this tendency of showing up to the council meeting and then repeating exactly what maybe one of you just came and said happened at the board meeting. So I just really appreciate the Parks Board specifically for giving regular updates to the council. It's very helpful, and I'd rather hear it from you guys than to hear it from myself, because we want to know and we want to engage you more. And in that same aspect, as I come to these meetings, I would like to know what you want me to bring back to you. What is it that would be helpful? What do you want to know? What are challenges that you'd like to see addressed so that I could actually be effective in this role and not just sitting here and not, you know, fully engaging with you? So please feel free to email me, smithe@kaiser.org, and any concerns or questions or, hey, if you would please bring this back or we want to hear about this, I would totally appreciate that because I don't want it to be, you know, wasted time. I want to be able to actually be of service to you in this role, and I just thank you so much. I'm really excited about the Parks Tour, I'm not gonna lie. I've literally been waiting for this for a couple of years, and to be able to go out and see what that money has done. You know, I know Mr. Lawyer worked really hard on getting that fee passed originally. All of you guys did this, and it is so cool to be able to actually see and be able to talk about those results to the community. So any wins, things like that. I also work with the staff at the city on social media stuff. So if you see something really cool that you think we should be putting on the Kaiser Facebook page regarding a specific park or specific project, let me know and I'll make sure that that gets on there for you because this is probably, you know, our gem is our parks and we want to make sure that we continue to support the work you guys are doing. So I just thank you for that. I don't have a big specific report. I'm sure you watch the council meetings so you already know what's going on. But if there's something you want me to bring back, just let me know, and I will. Any questions?
I would love to do more social media on just the parks in general, families, pictures, or even just some kind of a way that we can talk about picking up trash and doing our part. And so, as you said that, that's really exciting to hear that you have a partnership or that you're wanting that.
Absolutely.
I do think that there's so much more we can get from our community by doing some of those kind of feeds. So
absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. Any ideas that you have like that, if you guys want to make that like a something, just let me know. I will make sure that we get that up there. Because I hear so many great stories, but then we're not sharing them enough with the community, in my opinion. So let's make sure we're doing that. So anything that you have like that, I am so open. I think it's fantastic that we get to share those opportunities with the rest of the community. So thank you.
Any other questions for our counselor? Okay. Other business, Matt.
He just leads the...
Retired and now you're driving a bus.
Well, I was going to call it Matt's Minute.
Yeah, I know. It's always fun. Actually, we do have something coming up really exciting next month. March 13th is the 11th annual Civic or Community Center cleanup. That's been a project that the Rotary, Kaiser Rotary and Clyde Creek Watershed Council have partnered with the City of Kaiser for the last 10 years, and this year will be the 11th. Sadly, Lake Point Community Church isn't here anymore, I guess, and they've been an amazing partner. But last year we got satellite gaming. Hint, hint, Dylan.
What I can do.
Satellite gaming came in last year and actually, I mean, they totally killed it. They pulled out, I think, well over a dozen or more bushes that were, I think the root balls on those things probably weighed a couple hundred pounds apiece. But the idea behind that is basically all the way out to Bailey and over to Rickman, and then Chalmers, Jones, all of that. We have volunteers that come in on the Friday before, and they hedge everything and get it all looking nice. And then the following day, we fill up a 30-yard debris bin full of material. So this year, we're really targeting for 80 volunteers. It's going to be one of those things we really try to ask groups to stay together and not necessarily partial off. A lot of that is we're really going to be doing our diligence in terms of COVID procedures and everything like that. We're going to have hand washing stations. We're going to have the materials and stuff set apart so that groups can take their materials and go and get them. And then we'll have people serving water and cookies, whereas before you can just kind of go up and help yourself. And so we're putting a lot of other things in play. And so while you may not necessarily feel physically up to doing some of the hard labor, if you want to help with whether it's registration or serving cookies or, you know, kind of the administrative side of it, that would be really helpful. I could use some folks for that. It's a great event. Last year, we were still able to pull it off, but I don't think we're done till afternoon. Most of the time, we're usually done by about 11, but with the number of volunteers we had last year, it took a little bit longer. This is an event that saves the city thousands of dollars every single year. Lawrence Sanitation donates their debris bin to the city for this. It's a really big project and something that we're very proud about. Not only are we cleaning it up, but we're actually cleaning out the gutters. If you don't know, the gutters are designed to basically clean the water that comes out of the storm drain, but the gutters and stuff. And so those rocks all have to be disposed of, and then new rocks and stuff put in. So it's a pretty in-depth project. It's not something where you come out in flip-flops and board shorts and think you're going to have fun. It's some hard work. So we'll have a couple vehicles run around dumping trash cans and stuff, but it'll be a good project. So if you got time, even if it's an hour, 2 hours, half an hour, whatever, come down and do it. I've got a gal that comes down every year. She's probably about in her mid-70s, and she just spends time weeding the corner by the Heritage Center. She gets on her hands and knees with her bucket, and she just pulls little weeds out of there, and that's a fantastic contribution. It always looks real good. So that's coming up.
That date, time?
Yeah, March 13th, and I believe we're starting at 9. Thank you, Robert.
And that's going to go till noon or until work gets done?
Yeah, pretty much. We'll meet right out here at the Civic Center. So it used to be where we meet in the staff lounge, but I think we're going to have something a little bit different set up to make sure we have spacing and set. And I know Mark's worked on, is talking to you about a couple other things that we're looking for. So.
I have volunteer groups that I can connect with.
Awesome.
That lead contact would be you?
Yeah, either me or Mark Kellyer.
Okay.
And if you have groups, if you're going to bring a group, like Satellite Gaming last year came, get a hold of me in advance. I can get you the volunteer form in advance so you can fill it all out and then just bring it with you. Especially with minors, it's really important that we make sure we get their parent or guardian to sign the document, or if they have authorization, like the school a lot of times will have authorization to have like a teacher leader sign for the kids. But it's just one of those things that we want to make sure we get all the folks accounted for. So good. It's a fun project. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. But at the end of the day, it's a really fun project. So, Clagga Creek Watershed Council is still recruiting for positions. We've got a few open. Unfortunately, Facebook decided that my announcement on that was going to be that we were hiring for positions. We're not. I posted it within an hour. I had 5 resumes, and a couple of them were really like super awesome. And I kind of wrote the person back. I'm like, well, we don't typically need resumes for volunteers. And they said, well, Facebook says it's a hired position. And I went, oh, no. So needless to say, I had to go back and make a clarification on that. But we have We're looking for an adjacent property owner, and basically what that means is somebody that owns property or lives on property or works on property that's on the creek itself. Looking for a resident of Salem, a resident of unincorporated Marion County. So not a lot of people in this room probably qualify for that, but if you're a property owner or you know somebody that is a property owner might be interested, let us know. We can do some good work. So that's all I got, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else under other business? Can we stand adjourned at 6?
Oh, wait, Mr. Chair, we got, since Mike Panalone's not here, do we want to, somebody want to volunteer for the 16th?
They just saw my face in February, so I don't think that they want.
I looked at this and I thought maybe Dylan, since he's here, would switch with Mike, and then maybe Mike could do in March. Would that work with you, Dylan? Can you report to council?
At what time?
It's usually 7.
It's, yeah, the meeting starts at 7, and it's on a Tuesday this time because of the holiday.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Okay. February 16th. I'll send you a reminder. I'll send you a draft of the minutes, too.
And for Dustin and Matthew, if you guys have the chance, I know you've seen a bunch of them, but, you know, if you get the opportunity to watch it on the watch it live or show up with Dylan and shadow him, it's a good opportunity to kind of see how that all folds out. It's very intimidating. No, I'm just kidding. It's not at all.
We stand adjourned at 6:40.